Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started the chapter on Miswak and Fitra. Fitra, we explained were the qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, the qualities that they had, natural qualities, natural disposition. Anbiya alayhi salatu salam were pure people, clean people, both outwardly and inwardly. So these hadiths are mentioning certain traits of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So these are the traits that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam had. And these are qualities that we should also try and imbue and bring into our lives. It shows how natural and pure our deen is, that despite the times changes, the ages changing, the purity, the beauty of our deen doesn't change. Because all these things were from the time of the different Anbiya alayhi salam, these qualities they had, the beauty that they've had, that they had brought into their lives, and the way that they conducted themselves as far as this purification items are concerned. These are the natural disposition. These are the natural things that insan possesses in him. As the time went and as the time progresses, people's minds change. People get more and more. As the Qiyamah gets closer, then the minds of people also get more and more corrupt. And those things that are natural to a person, that are naturally appealing to a person, now becomes more and more warped. Why? Because the time of Qiyamah is coming. So those things that now become filthy, they also look at something that is good, something that is important, and something that is praiseworthy. But we find in deen, those things, those pure qualities that Hazrat Insan had from the beginning, these are the things that are actually praiseworthy, not the new things that people come up with, and they think that they are clean, they think that these things are good, but in fact they are not good. So as we bring the hadith, we'll explain more. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, الفطرة خمسٌ أو خمسٌ من الفطرة. And then Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, reporting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that the natural disposition of man includes five things, or five things are from the natural disposition of man. The first thing is al-khitan, circumcision. The second thing is al-istihdad, shaving one's pubic hair. Wa taqleemul adfar. The third thing is clipping the nails. The fourth thing is wa nadful ibti, person removing his underarm hair. And the fifth thing is وَقَصُّ الشَّارِبِ, trimming the moustache. So here in this hadith is mentioning five things. The next hadith will mention 10 things. So muttafaqun عَلَيْهِ, it doesn't mean that one hadith mentioned five and the other hadith is mentioning 10, that they're contradicting each other. Because the lower number doesn't contradict the bigger number. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these five. In the next hadith he mentioned more things from amongst the natural disposition of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عشر من الفطرة. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the 10 things are from the fitrah. Fitrah meaning natural disposition, the natural way and the natural sunnah of the Anbiya عليه السلام. The first is قص الشارب. First is to trim the moustache. Often you'll find that people grow their moustache so long that they grow it over the lip. This is not correct. This is incorrect. So the first is to trim the moustache. Trimming means a person uses scissors to trim, or uses a machine that does the trimming action. Today you'll find most machines, they have a trimming action. They don't have a shaving action. Although it is permissible to shave, in our mazhab it is completely permissible to shave, the better thing to do is to trim it, or to use a machine that uses a trimming action. So this is the first thing, qassu sharibi. And when it starts now growing over the lip, this is completely incorrect. The second thing is wa'i'afa'ul nihya, lengthening the beard. Lengthening the beard, to what extent? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentions that we would catch our beard at one fist, and after one foot, first we would trim our beard. So this is what is meant, that a person grows his beard up to one fist, and after that he trims his beard. To trim it before that is not permissible. Person is sinful. So nowadays you'll find people keeping beard, but keeping the designer beard, that also is not correct. And a person keeping a very, very long beard also, this is not correct. Person should trim his beard after one first. And it's also neater and it's easier to maintain if a person keeps it neat. He keeps his beard neat, he looks after it. Here we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging trimming the moustache and lengthening the beard. Was-siwak. The next thing that is the sunnah and a practice of all Anbiya alayhi salam is using miswak, cleaning the mouth with this miswak, being particular about keeping this mouth clean. Yesterday we mentioned the different methods, or the method that is encouraged for a person, the guideline that is used, starting from the right top, moving to the left, and then coming to the bottom right, moving to the left, and a person may rinse his miswak and he may do this three times. Three times, this is the preferred method of cleaning the mouth of the miswak, and using it also on the tongue, and cleaning the inner portions of the teeth also with this miswak. Now, if a person continuously does this, how is it possible for a person to suffer from teeth decay? How is it possible for him now to suffer from teeth, from different types of problems as far as the teeth are concerned? This person is continuously looking after his teeth. Before every salah, he's making this miswak. The time of wuzu, this person is making the miswak. You find that automatically this teeth also will have a natural glow. And we did something also yesterday, that a person who's particular about miswak, he'll have the tawfiq of reciting kalima at the time of death. Such a great fazilah, this very, very great fazilah. At the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of reciting kalima. Why? Because he was particular about miswak. And the other thing that we did, although the different benefits we did yesterday, the other thing is it makes the pangs of death easy. Something that people worry about, something that's so difficult, it makes it easy. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the last few actions he did before he passed away, is he asked for a miswak. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had chewed on it and softened it and had given it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just before he passed away also, he used a miswak. That's why it's nice when a person is at the last moments of his life, you can use a miswak, try and use it on him slowly. It's difficult at the time, little, but use a miswak to bring upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the last moments of his life also, he asked for the miswak. It shows how important this miswak is. Anyway, the next thing is, wastinshaqul ma. A person puts water into his nostrils. See how clean Ambiya alayhi salam were. In those days also, they were living in the desert. It was difficult. The water wasn't like how we have so easy, just open the tap. But so particular they were about cleanliness. So even putting water into their nostrils, normally we would do this at the time of wuzu. Muqassul al-far. A person clips his nails. When it comes to clipping the nails, ulama explain that ideally a person should try and do it every Jummah. Every Jummah you should try and do it. You can do it any other day, but if it fixes the day, it becomes easy. It's mustahab to do it on Jummah, because the person is taking a bath. The person now clips his nails, he removes his unwanted hair, etc. So a person should try and do it. A person may do it every 15 days also, but it should never be such that a person leaves his unwanted hair and leaves his nails unclipped for more than 40 days. This is not correct. A person leaves it for more than 40 days. Ulama explains, what is the method? Method of clipping the nails. So a very easy way is like a person in dua, puts his hand out, he starts from his shahadat finger of his right hand, starting from the shahadat finger of his right hand, moving down this way. So shahadat finger, then going to the middle finger, going to the next finger, going to the baby finger, and then starts with the left hand with the baby finger. So he's going in this method, starting with the shahadat finger of the right hand, going down this way. Then baby finger, then the next finger, then the middle finger of the left hand, then the shahadat finger of the left hand, then the thumb of the left hand, and then last he does the thumb of the right hand. Very simple method is, the person puts his hands like how you put in dua, starting with the index finger, the shahadat finger of the right hand, moving down to the left all the way right till the thumb, and then last he does the thumb of the right hand. This is far as clipping the nails of the hands are concerned. And then we also taught how to clip the nails of the feet. The nails of the feet are very, very easy. A person starts from the right foot, small toe. He starts from the right foot, small toe, and he moves all the way to the left, to the small foot, to the small toe on the left foot. So as though his both feet are together, he starts from the small toe on the right foot, moves right down all the way to the small toe on the left foot. So it goes like this, starting from the right, moving all the way to the left. That is the preferred method of a person clipping his nails. Now look how deep, how beautiful it is. It's even showing us to be organized as far as the way we cut our nails are concerned. Not haphazard, start this side and move that side and come this side. No, be very organized. Our deen is so organized, it teaches us which foot to put the shoe on, to which foot to take out the shoe from, entering the masjid, which foot, leaving the masjid, which foot, starting with the ghusl, when a person starts, starting on the right hand side, with the nails also starting on the right hand side. So like that, when a person is wearing his clothes, how he starts. So all this is teaching us that a Muslim is organized. A Muslim is a very organized person. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he does everything in a disciplined manner. In fact, our akabir, they were so organized as far as keeping the kitabs are concerned on the shelf. His shelf also was so organized that if they were to tell somebody that just go to my library and bring one kitab, they would direct a person like this, go upstairs, go to the second shelf, and the third kitab from the left hand side is the kitab that I am looking for. Exactly where they knew where they put the kitabs. So like that a Muslim is organized. He doesn't just do things haphazard, things are lying all over, one on top of the other. Very, very disciplined, very organized. When a person is very organized like this, we find a person's thinking also is very clear. He got a very clear thinking. Why? Because he's very organized in the way he works and he moves. So this is next thing, وَقَصُّ الْأَزْفَارِ. A person trims his nails. وَغَسْلُ الْبَرَاجِمِ. Barajim, washing of the barajim. Barajim actually is the joints of the fingers. But ulama explained that all the joints in the body where perspiration gathers, to wash that is also from the sunnah of Amri alayhi salam. To wash all the joints and all the places where perspiration gather. So this is also a sunnah that a person should try and wash and keep those places clean. Very often it happens that people don't wash these places and they cause offense. They don't even realize it, but they cause offense to the person next to them in the masjid, causing offense to the malaika, etc. So this is something you have to be very careful of, especially in the summer months. Perspiration gather in these places, in these areas. So washing these areas are also from fitrah. وَنَطْفُ الْإِبْتِ. The person plucks the underarm hairs. Here the word is used, natf. Natf means literally to pluck. But where a person has already got into the habit of shaving, now it will be very difficult for that person to pluck. So for that person now, it is permissible to continue shaving it because now it is difficult. But where it's easy for a person to remove his underarm hairs by plucking it, then this is the sunnah tariqah for actually plucking it out. وَنَطْفُ الْإِبْتِ وَحَلْقُ الْعَانَةِ. A person shaving the areas around his private parts, that hair that is growing around the private parts, a person, both men and women, they should shave it and remove it. وَانْتِقَاسُ الْمَاءِ. The next thing is to use water after istinja. And the proper method of doing it is, in those days they would use clots of clay first, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would like to use water. In our time and age, person uses tissue paper first to wipe himself, and after that he uses water. Although it is permissible to only use water, the better thing to do is to use some tissue paper first and then use water. In that zamana, they would use the clay first, then they would use water. And then, قال الراوي, the narrator of the hadith says, وَنَسِيتُ الْعَاشِرَةَ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ الْمَضْمَضَ. He says, the narrator mentions that I forgot the 10th thing, but is most probably rinsing the mouth when performing wudu. So these are the 10 qualities that we should try and bring into our lives, and try and bring it in such a way that it becomes natural to us also. Like how you perceive that these things are natural, it should never be a situation that we have to be in front of people and our nails are long and our unwanted hair is very long. Although these people don't see, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. And very often those people giving ghusl, they complain that when we're giving ghusl, then we realize that so many people have their hair and it's so long, it's so untidy. Talking about the hair that's concealed normally, now imagine a person is going into his kafan in this condition, he's going into qabr in this condition, with his unwanted hair, his nails, etc., unpaired. So this is something we have to be very, very careful about, that at least every Friday, if you don't do it every Friday, this is the best, then a person should see that every 2 weeks, if he doesn't do it, he should never exceed that 40 days, and that a person is careful of his mustache, etc., careful about the length of his beard, careful of using the miswak, and at the same time a person is careful that when he goes and uses the toilet, he's careful about his istinja also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati.